നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദൈവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയാമുദീരയേത് നഷ്ടപ്രായേഷു അഭദ്രേഷു നിത്യം ഭാഗവത് സേവയാ ഭഗവതീർ ഉത്തമ ശ്ലോകേ ഭക്തിർഭവതി നൈഷ്ഠിക്കി കൃഷ്ണായ വാസുദേവായ ദേവകീ നന്ദനായ ച നന്ദഗോപകുമാരായ ഗോവിന്ദായ നമോ നമഃ. ജയ ശ്രീ കൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗരഭക്തവൃന്ദ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ, ഹരേ രാമ ഹരേ രാമ 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 ഹരേ ഹരേ. ഹരേ കൃഷ്ണ. താങ്ക് യു വെരി മച്ച് ടു ഓൾ ദ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓഫ് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാ രസ് വിഹാരി മന്ദിർ ലളിത വിശാഖ. ദാറ്റ് ടുഡേ I have got the opportunity to speak on the Srimad Bhagavatam, this great literature, for my own purification and to please you, all the devotees, dear devotees of Radha Ras Bihari. Thank you very much. So actually we are studying the seventh canto, the conversation between Narad Muni and Yudhishthir Maharaj, where Shri Man Narad Muni is explaining to Yudhishthir Maharaj about the social classes of life. So today we shall study the chapter 11. Entitled The Perfect Society, Four Social Classes. And today we shall study text number 24. Please repeat after me. Shudrasya Sannatihi Shaucham Seva Swamini Amayaya Amantra Yajyah Asteyam Satyam Go Vipra Rakshanam Shudrasya Sannati Shaucham Seva Swami Nyamayaya Amantra Yagyo Hyasteyang Satyango Viprarakshanam Shudrasya Sannati Shaucham Shudrasya Sannati Shaucham Seva Swami Nyamayaya Amantra Yagyo Hyasteyam Satyango Viprarakshanam Shudrasya Sannatihi Shaucham Seva Swami Nyamayaya Amantra Yagyo Hyasteyam சத்யங்கோ விப்ரரக்ஷணம். சூத்ரஸ்ய சன்னதிஹி சௌசம் சேவா ஸ்வமானமாயா அமந்த்ரயக்யோ ஹ்யஸ்தேயம் சத்யங்கோ விப்ரரக்ஷணம். சூத்ரஸ்ய சன்னதிஹி சௌசம் சேவா ஸ்வாமீன்யமாயா அமந்த்ரயக்யோ ஹ்யஸ்தேயம் சத்யங்கோ விப்ரரக்ஷணம். சூத்ரஸ்ய சன்னதி சௌசம் சேவா ஸ்வாமீன்யமாயா அமந்த்ரயக்யோ ஹ்யஸ்தேயம் சத்யங்கோ விப்ரரக்ஷணம். மாதாஜி, சூத்ரஸ்ய, of the Shudra, the fourth grade of man in society, the worker, sannatihi, obedient to the higher classes, the brahmanas, kshatriyas and vaishyas, shaucham, cleanliness, seva, service, Swamini, to the master who maintains him, Amayaya, without duplicity, Amantra Yagyaha, performance of sacrifices, simply by offering obeisances without mantras. He certainly asteyam, practicing not to steal, satyam, truthfulness, go, cows, vipra, brahmanas, rakshanam, protecting. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: offering obeisances to the higher sections of society, the brahmanas, kshatriyas and vaishyas, being always very clean, being free from duplicity, serving one's master, performing sacrifices without uttering mantras, not stealing, always speaking the truth, and giving all protection to the cows and brahmanas, these are the symptoms of the Shudra. Please repeat. Offering obeisances to the higher sections of society, the brahmanas, kshatriyas and vaishyas, being always very clean, being free from duplicity, serving one's master, performing sacrifices without uttering mantras, not stealing, always speaking the truth, and giving all protection to the cows and brahmanas. These are the symptoms of the Shudra. Purport: it is everyone's experience that workers or servants are generally accustomed to stealing. A first-class servant is one who does not steal. Here it is recommended that a first-class Shudra must remain very clean, must not steal or speak lies, and must always render service to his master. A Shudra may attend sacrifices and Vedic ritualistic ceremonies along with his master, but he should not utter the mantras, for these may be uttered only by the members of the higher sections of society. unless one is completely pure and has raised to the standard of a Brahmana, Kshatriya or Vaishya. In other words, unless one is Dvija, twice born, the chanting of mantras will not be fruitful. अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनश्लाखय चक्षुर उन्मीलितम् येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनो अभीष्टम् स्थापितम् येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वाञ्छा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गराधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। शूद्रस्य सन्नतिः शौचम् सेवा स्वामी न्यमायया अमंत्र यज्ञो ह्यस्तेयं सत्यं गो विप्ररक्षणम्। ऑफरिंग ओबेसेंसेस टू द हायर सेक्शंस ऑफ सोसाइटी, द ब्राह्मणस क्षत्रियस एंड वैश्यस, बीइंग ऑलवेज वेरी क्लीन, बीइंग फ्री फ्रॉम डुप्लिसिटी, सर्विंग वन्स मास्टर, परफॉर्मिंग सैक्रिफाइसेस विदाउट अटरिंग मंत्रस, नॉट स्टीलिंग, ऑलवेज स्पीकिंग द ट्रूथ and giving all protection to the cows and brahmanas, these are the symptoms of the Shudra. So here the symptoms of a Shudra is being explained. The behavior of a Shudra in regard to the brahmanas, to the kshatriyas and to the vaishyas, how he should behave depends upon one's attitudes. We have learned previously from previous classes about behaviors of brahmanas, kshatriyas and vaishyas, and today we are learning about the behaviors of shudras. Behaviors of a person is defined through his body language. That's why the perfect leader who study each and every movement of his followers, as a leader he is a kshatriya. Usually the kshatriya occupy the administrative class, and the kshatriyas, as an administrator, he always observes the behavior of his followers, means the vaishyas and the shudras. And also he can follow the behavior of the brahmana as well, just to confirm that really he has a guna of a brahmana or not. Otherwise, going through his behavior, when trying to see his behavior, can understand that he don't really has the quality of brahmana, because it is said that the body language is speak louder than words. Through one's eyes movement, hand movement, his tone of his speaking, and his way of walking and sitting. Even Arjuna asked a question about that to Krishna. He says, "My dear Krishna, I wanted to know how does Sthita Pragya sit? How does he walk? What is his language? How does he speak?" Means the study of a person's, the way he walks, the way he sits, explain everything about the persons. You can hide You can say, I am this, I am that. But when you are performing your daily activities, the truth can be seen, especially by the leader. This is what the leader sees in a person. He observes the movement of the person and he can understand the person's attitudes. Because it is the attitudes which is translated as his behavior, his way he will behave. That's why sometimes the leader put a person into a particular kind of situation just for him to reveal who he is, for him to show who I am. Because he may say, yes, I am this, I am that, I am this, I am that. But once he is put into the situation, then he cannot really hide who he is. Like say for example, I can say, yes, I don't fear of fire. But when the house is being burned, how you run, whether you are disturbed when your house is under fire, define who you are, whether really you are not fearful of fire. So, or let's say for example, somebody is being locked in a room where there is fire, has been taken place in the room, and the person is saying, no, I cannot go, I must save my life. So means he's afraid of fire, you know. So, more than his words is his actions. So the leader is qualified for that. This is a qualification of a leader. That's why when once there was there were four persons, they commit Jai Shri Shri Radharas Bihari Lalita Vishakha Ji Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaura Nitai Ki Jai, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. So they commit a particular kind of sinful activity, and when they were brought in front of the in the court where there is Dronacharya and Yudhishthir and Duryodhan, so Duryodhan said all four of them should be given death punishment. But then when Dronacharya asked Yudhishthir Maharaj, you please explain, you please say, tell how, what kind of treatment it should be given. Then Yudhishthir Maharaj said, the Shudra is ignorant and the Vaishya is partly ignorant and he is in the mode of passion, and the Kshatriya is in the mode of passion, but the Brahmana is in the mode of goodness. Means the Brahmana is supposed to get a strong punishment because he is supposed to be in the mode of goodness. He should know how to behave. So, given that he has not done the things according to his varna, so he must be given the most powerful, the most strong punishment. So, this is possible only when one is able to read the person's behavior through his attitude, person's attitude through his behavior. So this is a work of the Kshatriya. That's why when the leader, he sees a person is behaving in a particular manner, then he establishes some kind of a special treatment for him. That's why in the association of devotees also, when there is a leader, we call it servant leader, he always knows which one is who is going to get which kind of treatment depending upon his behavior, so that he can be raised to the level of the Brahmana. Because the purpose of the Varnashram is to raise one all the classes into the Brahmana class. This is the purpose that Srila Prabhupada, he established ISKCON, so that everybody can be trained to become Brahmanas. So when he sees the qualities of the persons, that is, he is acting like a Shudra, that's why he goes out and he preaches to the people and then bring them to Krishna consciousness, because he sees that they are acting on the Shudra platform. And when he preaches to them, then he brings them here. Then upon their coming here in the temple, they are given a particular kind of treatment. so that they can be raised to the level of the Brahmana. This is the way that it is supposed to be. So why is it really important that one should be trained in order to reach to the Brahmana level? In the Brahmana level, one is in the mode of goodness. So in order for one to get away from the mode of goodness and then enter into the transcendental platform, it is easier. So that's why he is being raised to the level of Brahmana, so that he can enter into the transcendental platform. The transcendental platform is actually when one realizes the pastimes of Krishna to be transcendental, to be divya. Actually, this is the whole purpose of the Vedic literature, that is to understand the pastimes of Krishna to be divya. Like it is said in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan Sri Krishna himself says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha tyaktva deha punam janma neti mameti swarjuna. That is, one who knows that my pastimes is transcendental, that my birth and my activities are transcendental, that person, he attains liberation. So liberation is actually means when one understands the pastimes of Krishna to be transcendental. Means that's why the establishment of the Varnashram system is there. That is, the Varnashram system is here just to train someone to reach to that level. That is, reach on the level, on the transcendental level, that is to understand the pastimes of Krishna to be transcendental. So that's why the leader, he engages each and every Varna, the Shudra, the Vaishya, and even the Kshatriya, in a particular kind of service, so that he can purify his existence and then reach to that level. That is the level of understanding Krishna's pastimes. So when he understands these pastimes of Krishna to be transcendental, then he is situated on the transcendental level. So the Shudras, as it is said here, he is supposed to offer his respects to everyone. Why is this? Is because when he offers his respect to the Vaishyas, so he gained the mercy from the Vaishyas, so that he can at least jump from the level of the Shudra and reach the level of the Vaishya. And then he offers respect to the Kshatriya, so that he can also become like the Kshatriya. And he offers his respect to the Brahmanas, so that he can become a Brahmana. So by offering respects, is that he is showing his humility towards these classes. As recently we have learned that from Devakinandan Prabhu, he was saying that each and everyone in this world is just searching for happiness. In one sense, we can say that we are all conditioned to search for happiness. We all want to be happy. So in order for one to be happy, that's why the Varnashram system has been established, as has been explained by Prabhuji. So to be happy actually is not the purpose of the human life. The human life is meant to give others happiness instead of expecting happiness from others. That is the purpose of human life. That is, instead of trying to get respect from others, rather he gives respect to others. Because giving respect to others means he wants to give others happiness rather than expecting happiness from others. He don't want his own happiness. That's why in the beginning stage, that is, he offers his respect to the Vaishyas, to the Kshatriyas and to the Brahmanas. Because he is convinced that if I am offering respect, it's because I want to make the Vaishyas happy, the Kshatriyas happy, and the Brahmanas happy, means I don't want my personal happiness, then his mind has been trained to give happiness rather than taking happiness. Then when he reaches the transcendental platform, automatically he will not try to gain happiness from Krishna, but rather he will give happiness to Krishna, which is spirituality. This is spirituality. As you can see in this material world, even Krishna mentioned that people worship the demigods. Why? Because they want to gain happiness from Krishna. They want Krishna to give them happiness rather than giving happiness to Krishna. That is our disease condition. We also, that's why Prabhupada mentioned this point. He says, Dukhalayam Ashashvatam. It is a world where there is only dukkha. It's just like, you know, we have entered a world when there is no happiness, but we are searching for happiness. Just like once there was a man, he enters a shop, you know, a shop where selling home appliances, like refrigerator, washing machine and everything. His wife was calling him, saying, my dear husband, tonight I have to go, you know, to a marriage ceremony, and I need a new sari. Then he was so much intention that he just dropped into the shop of home appliances and he says, please, I need a very beautiful sari right now. Then the shop owner looked at him amazed and said, my dear sir, I think you have committed a mistake. You have come to the wrong place. Here you will not get sari. You will get home appliances. We have fridge, washing machine and everything. So similarly, we are in a world where there is only dukkha and we are searching for sukh. We are searching for happiness. Means we will not get happiness. Rather, we should learn to give happiness. Because our swarupa is servant. What does servant mean? Jivera swarupa hui nityarat nityadas. Servant, to define servant in one line, it means that you don't expect happiness from others, but you give happiness to others. You want others to be happy. So when you go, just imagine, we always say that, you know, we want to go to the spiritual world, we want to go back to Godhead. Like yesterday Maharaj was saying, that a devotee, he does not expect that he should go first to the back home, back to Godhead, but he wants to bring others back home, back to Godhead. Even Lord Buddha said something like that. He says, I don't want to go to heaven now unless I bring each and everybody from this world to heaven. Means he don't want his own happiness. Let's say you go there in the spiritual world and Krishna comes in front of you. Generally here, when sometimes a devotee says, Prabhu, can you do this service to me? You say, no, I cannot do. Means you are conditioned to say no instead of saying yes, in one sense. Then there, in the spiritual world, Krishna comes as a devotee in front of you. He may take any form. He don't dress himself as a devotee. He don't dress himself as Krishna himself, but as a devotee. And he comes and he says, Prabhu, you know, I want you to cook some karela for me. And you don't like cooking karela. This is your conditioning. You don't like cooking karela. And then Krishna asks you, you cook some karela. Oh, I'm sorry, I cannot do that. Don't you know I cannot cook karela? I told you that earlier. Then Krishna says, okay, my dear sir, thank you very much. And Krishna just goes away. So then you have been disqualified to stay in the spiritual world. Because you are conditioned not to do this service, that's why you have not done it. So that's why the training is here, that is, instead of expecting happiness, you give happiness. Means you give happiness by showing your respect. That's why in the beginning of the spiritual life, in the spiritual life, Srila Rupa Goswami explained this in the Upadek Samrit. He says that the junior offers respect to the elders and he makes friends with the equals, and he shows love and affection to the junior, to his junior. That is, in all the three stages, there is only one thing which is happening. Is that he is showing respect. Means he shows respect, he gives happiness to his superior by offering his respect to the superior. And he makes friends with his equals by giving, this is a way of giving happiness to his equals. So that is, he makes friends. Making friends in one sense means that he is happy upon seeing a devotee. That's why Prabhupada said a devotee, when he sees another devotee, he becomes happy. He says, oh, I'm very happy, Prabhu, that today I've got your darshan. Thank you very much that you have come. Just like now you are all here. I am feeling happy by seeing you. Of course, I'm not saying that I always feel happy. But we are still being trained that whenever we see a Vaishnava, we feel happy. With tilak on the forehead. I still remember when I was in, I was going to Gurgaon from Delhi, and that day I was so much tensed because there was so much bheer, so much crowd in the railway station, and I was totally exhausted. And upon my coming just outside the metro station of Gurgaon, we call it Huda City Center, something like that. Then I saw a devotee is selling Bhagavad Gitas. Immediately a big smile came on my face and all my exhaustion vanished away. So this is the best way for one to attain peace. If we really want peace, then you give happiness to others. And when one gives the happiness, that is, then he will be happy upon seeing a Vaishnava. So when he sees a devotee, he says, oh, my friend is coming. Then he comes and he embraces him. This is what Krishna himself does. Krishna, when you go to the spiritual world, Krishna is extremely happy. He says, oh, I have been missing you for such a long time. You have been suffering so much in this material world. Please come, you are most welcome. I'm very happy to see you today, my dear Prabhu. My dear Rajan Hans Prabhu, I'm very happy to see you today. And then Rajan, yeah, I'm very happy to see you. So come, let me embrace you. You have been in this material world, so now I'm very happy to see you. This is what Krishna does. In fact, becoming like Krishna means to develop the qualities of Krishna, you know that. So what qualities of Krishna? To become him or to become like him? To become like him. That is, happy upon seeing others. Just like when Krishna, he sees Yashoda Maya, you know, he became very happy. Even his mother wants to bind him, but he is happy. He says, oh mother, please bind me. I want you to bind me, please. In one sense, he says that. That's why at the end he gave Mata Yashoda the permission to bind him with a rope. So because Krishna is like that, so we'll have to become like him. That is making others happy. So that's why the Shudras, that is, he offers his respect to others so that he is being trained in his mind. He's preparing his mind in such a way that when he goes in the spiritual world, he will learn to give happiness to everyone instead of expecting happiness from others. That's why the Varnashram system has been established. Because people in this material world are conditioned that he should get service from others rather than giving service to others. That is our conditioning, our disease condition. We want others to serve us. We want others to serve me. Why? Because I am important. I feel I am very important. If we are really important, how do we explain the fact that when we die, we leave this body? Do you think that things is going to change in this world? Let's say, for example, now I die. I leave my body. Do you think that the sun will say, oh, you know, today Devaki Sutta has died, so let me make some change. Do you think that the sun will change, the rising of the sun or the setting sun, or the air will change? No. It will be the same. Means, I'm not really important. Really, it is the truth. We are not really important. It is our foolishness that we think we are important. This is demoniac mentality. We think we are important. So the Shudra, he offers his respect, and even the Vaishya also he offers his respect. The Vaishya, he offers his respect even to the Shudra. It's not that because he's in a higher position, he showed disrespect to the lower stage. That is, he gives his affection, his love. He says, he always says, oh, you are very good, you are very nice. And even the Brahmana, this is what we call Brahmana. That's why recently the Brahmana, Devakinandan Prabhu was saying that the Brahmana's responsibility is bigger. That is, just imagine, the Shudra, he shows respect to to the Vaishya and the Vaishya to the Kshatriya and the Kshatriya to the Brahmana. But the Brahmana, he has to show affection to the Kshatriya, to the administrative class. He has to show affection to the Vaishya and also to the Shudra. Even outside the Shudra also he has to show affection. That's why he goes out and he preaches. The Chandalas, the outcasts, the Yavanas, he preached to them like Srila Prabhupada. I remember that Srila Prabhupada sometimes when he was in America, so his disciples were eating, and some new person, so he would personally wash their plates. Although as a pure Vaishnava, he's not supposed to do that. They are supposed to serve him. But yet he was happy in doing that. Because he always see how he can give happiness to them in any way. So actually, this is a qualification of a devotee. That is, we are being trained to show respect to everyone. And then in this way, when we go in the spiritual world, when we are really qualified, then Krishna is very happy. How Krishna will be happy? We have learned from His grace. Recently Prabhuji was giving a very nice class on Srimati Radharani. That Srimati Radharani main concern is how to bring all the jivas back to Krishna. That's why He came in the form of Mahaprabhu. Prabhuji was explaining. So Radharani became really very pleased upon seeing such a kind of devotee. That's why it is said that Srimati Radharani is very pleased with someone who always shows respect to each and everyone. She is very affectionate to that person. That's why that person become an object of mercy for Srimati Radharani, so that Srimati Radharani can bring him, you know, into the engagement of pure devotional service to Bhagwan Shri Krishna. That was the main purpose. So when a devotee, he respect, that is just like here it is being mentioned that the Shudra, he offer his obeisances to the Brahmanas, to the Kshatriyas and to the Vaishyas, the administrative class. How? Perhaps he may think that this Brahmana, he has some Brahminical quality and he is giving me knowledge. It is said that the Brahmana, he do study of the scriptures and then he deliver knowledge. So he thinks that because of him I'm getting knowledge, I'm being enlightened, so it is my duty, so I offer my respect to him. And then for the Kshatriyas, like for example the temple president, temple commander who acts like a Kshatriya, that is administrative class, so he says because of him I'm getting food, I am getting prasadam, I'm getting room, I'm getting everything, so it is my duty to show my respect to my leaders, to my seniors, because he's giving me everything. So simple. Then to the Vaishyas, because of him he's growing vegetables. I still remember I went to Tarasari, I saw how they are feeding the cows. So because of him, these people who are feeding the cows, I'm getting milk to drink. So I offer my respect to him. Because of him I'm getting these things. So in this way, when a person as a Shudra, he offers his respect, then the Shudra can achieve Krishna quickly. That's why this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is meant for the Shudra. Mahaprabhu said that everyone can chant this Mahamantra. And he says, Kalo Shudra Sambhava. You are Shudra? No problem. Krishna has a plan for you. What is the plan? You come and you chant the name. And by chanting the name, automatically you will learn how to show respect to others. And when you show your respect genuinely, because you are conscious why you are offering the respect. Actually, respect should not be offered just for the mere purpose that others are showing respect, that's why I'm offering respect. No. No. Otherwise, one day it will happen that your respect will be stopped. You will stop showing respect. That's why I've seen many, of course. Sometimes they show some respect and then at some other times then they become disrespectful. Why is this? Because they are doing it because they have seen others doing it, that's why they are doing it. Of course, this is good. But the main important things about showing respect is because of the service the person, these other classes is offering to me and to the other society, not only to me. That's why I'm offering my respect to him. Then, this is a genuine case of offering respect. Even the person one day does not show his affection to you, or you feel that you have been chastised by him. still you will show your respect to him. Why? Because you know he is doing an important service. Let's say the temple president comes and he chastises me. Does this mean that I should stop showing my respect to him? No. Why? Because I know because of him I'm getting the food, I'm getting lodging, I'm getting this, I'm getting that, I'm getting everything. By his mercy, I'm getting so many things, you know. And he's taking good care of me. Always he asks me, how are you? Your health is okay. And when I am sick, he brought me to the hospital. Here in India, hospital is supposed to be paid. Of course, in Mauritius, hospital is free. But here you will have to pay. And the president takes the responsibility to take you to the hospital when you are sick. So means, even though he chastises me, no problem, because he's taking care of me like my father. That's why the young devotees, he sees the president as his father. He's my father. This is how it works. This is Ram Rajya. This is called Ram Rajya. In Ram Rajya, everybody was showing respect to Bhagwan Sri Ramchandra, even the Shudras, the Vaishyas, and the Kshatriyas, and even the Brahmanas, because he takes very good care of them. He respects their feeling. This is the work of the Kshatriyas. That is, he respects the feeling of each and everybody as an administrative class. And when he is respecting their feeling, so automatically the person, he feels that, oh, I must offer my respect to such a great person. He is a genuine person. This Prabhuji is really very important in my life. Then he shows his respect. When he shows his respect, I still remember my father once said, when you are offering respect to others, if the person is not responding to your respect, it doesn't matter. My father told me that when I was very young. He says, my dear son, he was talking to me personally that day. He says, you offer your respect. Whether he responds or not, that doesn't matter. But Krishna knows God. Of course, he did not mention Krishna, but he was mentioning God. He says, God knows that you have offered your respect to him. So, God is very happy with you. Keeping in your mind that my offering respect to others is being seen by Krishna, is being seen by Srimati Radharani, I'll be pleased. Srimati Radharani is pleased, the spiritual master is pleased with me, Srila Prabhupada. So then, in that mood, when he is offering his respect, then he gets the mercy. That is, even the person responds or not, it doesn't matter. But I am offering my respect. Why? Because I want to please God. I want to please Krishna. That's why I want to offer my respect. So in that mood when everybody, he feels of offering his respect to each and everyone, then that person, he is, in that case, he is pleasing Srimati Radharani. And then in this way, he will be very, very happy. And in this way, Krishna will be very pleased and he will be qualified to go to the spiritual world. How this happens? At first stage, when one shows his respect, so he will understand one thing. He will understand the pastimes of Krishna, Radha Krishna, to be Divya. So by showing his respect to others, when he reaches the stage of Brahman realization, that is transcendental position, at that stage, he will understand one thing. What he will understand? He will understand that Krishna's pastimes is transcendental. It does not belong to this world. So on that stage, when he sees Lord Narsingadev, or when he sees any other forms of the Lord, what he sees? He sees that Lord Narsingadev or Vamanadev is not acting as a lion. Lord Narsingadev is not, because of his condition as a lion, that's why he is acting like this. No, he does not see this. Why? Because he has been able to offer his respect to others, and when he has reached the transcendental stage, on that stage, he understands that Krishna's pastimes is Divya. Actually, why people cannot offer respects? Because they are under the modes of material nature. So that's what we are being trained here. When one is free from the modes of material nature, then he will understand Krishna's pastimes. So this showing respect is in one sense a way for one to understand Krishna's transcendental to be Krishna's pastimes to be transcendental. This is the purpose of showing the respect. And then when one reaches that stage, then step by step, when he understands the Lord, then automatically, like Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, he developed love, prema for Krishna. And when he developed prema for Krishna, then you see that he developed prema for each and every creation of Krishna. That is, he loved not only, means, actually the real meaning of prema to Krishna means, that person, wherever he goes, he sees only Krishna. Means he has prema for everything, every creation of Krishna. That is, wherever he goes, he loves everything. He loves the sky, he loves the air, he loves the water, he loves everything. He sees everything as an energy of Krishna. And then, although he is showing respect to these things, but at the same time, he is offering his love to these things. That's why wherever he goes, when he offers his love to the energies of Krishna in this material world, then what happens is he feels the love coming from these things to him, and then he experiences bliss. Just like if he offers his love, you know, to the seaside, to the sea. So then he feels how the sea is offering his love to him, and then in this way he is happy. This is actually the meaning of offering love to Krishna. So I end here, Prabhu. So if you have any questions, so any comments, you please ask. Thank you very much. Any questions, please? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, you said that Brahmadas are in mode of goodness and Shudras in mode of ignorance. Shudras in mode of ignorance. So,
yes.
When a little chastisement is there for Brahmadas, in mode of goodness, so that will be enough to give them a lesson. Because they are in mode of goodness.
When a Brahmana is being chastised, means...
Yeah, he is chastised not very heavily, very little, very few.
Not the so Brahmana chastised someone.
Brahmana is chastised.
Is being chastised.
Yeah.
By whom?
By anyone.
Okay.
And when Shudras is heavily chastised because of, in mode of ignorance, he can't perceive it. So, isn't it that Brahmana should not be chastised heavily? He should be given a little punishment. That will be enough because in mode of goodness. But Yudhishthir Maharaj says...
Sorry, I cannot understand your language, Prabhu. The Brahmanas should not be chastised, you are saying?
He shouldn't be chastised heavily, as Yudhishthir Maharaj says, that Brahmanas should be chastised heavily because he knows the things.
Yeah, he should not be chastised. No, I cannot understand what you are saying. Can anyone please?
He is saying that Yudhishthir Maharaj said that Brahmana should be chastised heavily just because he is in mode of goodness and he knows everything. So he is saying opposite, that since Shudra is in the mode of ignorance, so he should be chastised heavily and Brahmana should be spared to a little extent because he is already in the mode of goodness. So that's his point.
Yes. Yeah, the Brahmana is supposed to be in the mode of goodness. So that's why he should not be heavily chastised. But that Brahmana, when he was committing the sin, he was not in the mode of goodness. Means he has lost his qualification as a Brahmana. Although he is meant to be in the mode of goodness by not committing the sin, but he has been degraded from his position, from the Brahmana stage, not even to the Shudra stage, he has become a Chandala. Because committing a sin is not the qualities of a person who is in the mode of goodness. So means he has been disqualified. So means the disqualification of a Brahmana from the Brahmana level to the Chandala's level, so means he should be heavily chastised. I take the example of Lord Parashurama, who punish the Kshatriyas severely because the Kshatriyas has been totally degraded. They were not acting on the platform of Kshatriya. They were acting on the platform of Yavanas. by stealing Kamadhenu and killing Jamadagni. This is not a Kshatriya quality. A Kshatriya quality, he should protect Brahmana and cows. Means at that particular moment, Kartavirya Arjuna has been degraded from his position. That's why Lord Parashuram took the position of the Kshatriya in order to chastise him heavily. That's why he killed the Kshatriya 21 times. So when one has been degraded from his position, he should be heavily chastised because he cannot be considered to be in the mode of goodness as a Brahmana. He has been degraded. Usually a Brahmana will never commit sinful activities. This is not the quality of a Brahmana. For one who has dared to commit some sin, means he is no more a Brahmana. He has been disqualified. So that's why he should be heavily chastised. Of course, if a Shudra, what I'm trying to say, if a Shudra commits sin, then it is because naturally he is already a Shudra, he is in a mode of ignorance. So sometimes it may happen that he may commit some. It's just like, I will give you an example, it's just like a small child is doing some mistakes. So the father can understand that he is a small child, he don't know what he is doing. But for an adult doing the same mistake as a small child will do, then it is to be checked. Then the father should be should correct him properly. Because he is not acting as an adult but as a small child. So similarly, because he has been disqualified, so he needs to be chastised heavily compared to the Shudra. Because the Shudra is ignorant. Of course, he is also to be punished for his sinful act, but the Brahmana is supposed to be punished more heavily because he is not supposed to do that. Okay, have I answered your question? Yes.
Roji, as we see in the case of Ashwatthama, Arjuna did not slay him. He just disrespected him and that's it.
Sorry, I cannot understand your accent, Prabhu. Sorry.
He's saying in the case of Ashwatthama that Arjuna didn't slam him. He disrespect him. Something. In case of Ashwatthama.
Arjuna did not slam him.
Yeah. He means to say that. He did not kill him. Ashwatthama wasn't killed. He's being disrespectful to Ashwatthama.
So this is the biggest chastisement for Ashwatthama. That is, instead of being killed, he has been shaved his head, removed his shakti, and then sent him. This is the most severe punishment for Ashwatthama, because the most severe punishment is to humiliate oneself. This is the most severe punishment, because usually a person can give up his life, can give up money, can give up anything. But for him to give up his self-respect is the most difficult things to give up. So when a person is being humiliated, you may say that his self-respect has been lost. So this is the most severe punishment. That is to humiliate oneself, to make him feel lower in front of everyone. This is the most severe punishment for Ashwatthama. Actually, I would say that these four, the Brahmana, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Shudras, the kind of punishment they get is somewhat, let's say, can be accepted. For example, the Brahmana was being killed, but I don't remember exactly. I think that the Vaishya and the Shudra were not being killed. Only the Brahmana were being killed. But the biggest punishment than killing is to humiliate oneself. So this is what Ashwatthama gets, because he has done something really wrong according to his varna. A sleeping person, a warrior, should not attack when a person is sleeping. He should fight in front. This is a quality of a Kshatriya. But then he was waiting for the Panch Pandavas to sleep and then he attacked. So means he has been degraded from his position. So for him, this is the best punishment. That is to humiliate him and then ask him to go away from the place. He will feel extremely ashamed. you know. And this is also a kind of purification for him. Have I answered your question? Any more questions?
Hare Krishna. Thank you for giving nice class, Prabhu. My question is, Prabhuji, in Devi Varnashram system, how does Shudras behave? What are their duties in Devi Varnashram system?
Actually, I have to tell you, frankly speaking, I have not yet studied the Devi Varnashram system. So, really, to tell you the truth, I don't know Prabhu. So, if you give me some time after I go through it very deeply, I have heard about it only in classes, but I've not yet gone through its study. So when I study it, then I'll surely answer your question, my dear Prabhu. And if there is anyone who can maybe answer the Prabhu's question, I'll be very happy here. If anyone would like to speak on how a Shudra should behave in the Devi Varnashram system. Is there anyone who would like to? I can also learn. This is a very nice, interesting question. Anyone who would like? Thank you very much. Any more questions? Any other questions? Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
So, in this verse, as it is discussed, that Amantra Yajna means a Shudra should not chant the Vedic hymns, means mantras. So, as Krishna consciousness is now preaching all over the world, we give the chance to everyone
to chant Hare Krishna
mantra.
Yes.
And other mantras also. So, particularly
yeah, Shri Krishna Chaitanya and the Guru Mantra also, Prabhupada offered obeisance as mantra. And when one accepts the spiritual master, then he is given his Guru's mantra, things like that. And then after initiation, he gets the Brahman Diksha, he gets the Gayatri Mantra.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
yes.
As all over the world, those devotees who are joined in ISKCON
are chanting Hare
so
Krishna.
So, we see also they are. The pronunciations of the mantras, although they do mistake, not perfectly, but they are also doing the yajnas, everything.
Oh, okay.
So, is it fruitful or is it perfect?
No, usually I suppose that there must be Brahman initiated for doing yajnas. Without Brahmana initiation, they cannot, I think. I don't know, but I've not really seen anyone who is not initiated brahminically and is doing yajnas. I've not seen yet, but I don't know if it is happening. But of course, for everyone, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is there. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a mantra who can purify one. That's why it is said that Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a Mahamantra, the highest mantra, because it purifies everyone. But I've not seen yet that anyone who is not Brahman initiated and is doing yajnas. But if in case it is happening, then it needs to be checked under what condition he is doing it, or whether he is... because why... The answer is, why is it that other persons should not chant Vedic mantras other than the Brahmanas? Is because usually... a Kshatriyas or a Vaishyas being in the mode of passion ignorance, and the Shudras in the mode of ignorance. So, in these modes, the mind sees the things in a particular way, in a particular manner. So when he chants his mantras, he will not get any benefit, because his mind is not shaped like the Brahmana mind. As Bhagwan Shri Krishna personally says, each and everybody's mind is unique in itself. So because his mind is not shaped, does not have the shape of a Brahmana mind, so when he will do the yajna, the kind of understanding which he has in his mind when he is doing the yajnas will have some effect on his consciousness and on the consciousness of the people who is attending the yajnas. This is from the Vedanta Sutra. The Vedanta Sutra explains that depending upon the modes a person is, let's say he is in the mode of goodness or passion, that the Kshatriya, and the Vaishya is in the mode of passion ignorance, and the Shudra is in the mode of ignorance. So means it is like a kind of energy which is present in his system. So when he speaks, that energy is being transmitted from the speaker of the mantra to the hearer. So then the hearer, the person who is attending the yajnas, will not get any benefit. Means he will remain in the mode. Because the mantra is being uttered by someone who is in the mode of ignorance. So that mode of ignorance, as a Shudra, is being removed from his mouth and is going to the ear of the hearer. This is Vedanta Sutra confirmation. And when the hearer is hearing this, even though he is in the mode of passion, he can come to the mode of ignorance down. Because the energy is being transmitted. It's like a kind of energy when one says, like for example, Om Swaha, you know, it's like an energy coming. Although the mantra is genuine, he may be reading the mantras perfectly, but because the kind of energy he is carrying as a Shudra, that is in the mode of ignorance, so he is transmitting the mode of ignorance from him to the hearer. That's why it is said that only Brahmanas should perform yajnas, because Brahmanas is in the mode of goodness. So when he speaks, the mode of goodness as an energy removed from him and go to the hearer, even the hearer is a Shudra, is in the mode of ignorance, he will rise to the level of the in the mode of goodness. So that's why Srila Prabhupada, when he speaks, he has changed many hearts. Why? He was not only in the mode of goodness, he was in pure goodness, in transcendental mode. So when he is in the transcendental platform, when he speaks, it is transcendental vibration which is coming from inside, and that transcendental vibration is entering the ears of everybody hearing him, and then they feel a kind of change in themselves, and when they feel this kind of change, then their life is changed. That's why, because it is coming from a transcendental person. This is according to the Vedanta. So that's why other persons should not perform yajnas, should not read mantras. He himself is not going to be benefited, and he is not also going to benefit anyone. Although he may think that I am doing something good, it is not your thoughts which is important, but it is, that's why he takes permission from the spiritual master. He, after getting his Brahman initiation, that's why for one to get the Brahman initiation, he is first checked that really he is in the mode of goodness, that he has some goodness qualities, then he is given the Brahman initiation, and then in this way, it is to be understood that he will be able to deliver the goodness from him to others. Then that will be fruitful. But Hare Krishna Mahamantra can be chanted by anyone, everyone, because this is the only mantra that one can rise to the level of Brahmana and to the transcendental platform as well. Because Hare Krishna Mahamantra is Golokera Prema Dhan. It is a the wealth of the Golok Dham, the wealth of love of the Golok Dham. That's why anyone can take to this mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Have I answered your question, Prabhu?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for hearing, and I pray to all of you and also to the devotees of Srila Radha Ras Bihari that I get your blessing, that whatever I speak I can put into practice in my own life, and then perfect my life, and in this way I can serve you much better, and in this way I can purify my existence. Thank you very much. Patitanang Bhavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.